I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, my guest is going to be the poet Heather Hartley. She is author of Knock Knock, which is a fantastic collection of poems put out by Carnegie Mellon University Press. And she is also a visiting writer at the University of Texas, El Paso, yes, UTEP, us, in the online MFA. She teaches poetry with us, and she lives in Paris, and she's just a fantastic poet. I can't wait to talk to her. She's also going to read a poem from her new collection, and so that's kind of exciting. One of the things that I'm going to ask her, I read somewhere in an interview that one of her influences is Dr. Seuss. Yes, Dr. Seuss. She is a very serious, again, sometimes not so serious poet. And so I'm really kind of interested how Dr. Seuss has influenced her, because I have a confession to make. Dr. Seuss is one of my early influences. First of all, I think in fiction, I'm a fiction writer. I think in fiction, one of the most important aesthetic phenomenons is that moment when you're reading and you forget you're reading and you're so absorbed in that world. It's like a movie playing in your head, or even better, it's like virtual reality, like you're entering into this other universe and you look around and everything seems so real. Dr. Seuss did that to me when I was 7 years old. I remember reading Star-Bellied Sneetches, which was one of my favorite books ever, even today. And that's the book about prejudice, where the Sneetches are these really kind of like bird-looking, weird-looking creatures. And those who have stars in their bellies are the superior ones. And those who don't have stars in their bellies are, of course, as a kid, I was thinking, they're the Mexicans. They're like us. They don't have stars on their bellies, and everyone's prejudiced against them. And it was a fantastic experience as a child. But one of the things I love about Dr. Seuss is the language, and how he is able to, even at an early age, when we're little kids, we're learning how to break rules when it comes to language. And I have a quote here from one of my other favorite stories, The Grinch That Stole Christmas. But listen to the language, because this is really cool. The quote is like this: "For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Who's, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, feast, feast." Doesn't that language remind you a little bit of Edgar Allan Poe? When you think of the bells, 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 and it continues to do that. And if you think about Dr. Seuss, and if you look at something like this story, or you look at perhaps the Star-Bellied Sneetches, or the Cat in the Hat, or what was that one that we loved, Green Eggs and Ham, and you look at the rhythms, a lot of it sounds a little bit like Poe. And there is a darkness to it as well. And there is this willingness to break the rules of language, and that we're exposed to that as kids. And I think if I were to ask a lot of poets, maybe 10 poets, I don't know if it'd be statistically significant, but I should ask 10 poets. I'm going to do that. The next 10 poets on the show, I'm going to ask, did you read Dr. Seuss as a kid? And perhaps reading Dr. Seuss is one of the things that causes us to bend language, to bend sentences in unique ways, and to play with words. So I'm going to ask Heather Hartley about Dr. Seuss's influence on her work. Heather Hartley, like I said, teaches with us here at UTEP in the online MFA. She lives in Paris, but it's an online MFA. So if you teach with us, you can live anywhere in the world. If you're a student, you can be scattered around the world, which our students are. Next year, we're going to do a low residency in Paris. We did one this year in London and Madrid. Next year, we're doing one in Paris. This is where our online MFA students meet, and we workshop, and we go to plays, and we go to literary events. Anyway, stick around. We're going to talk to Heather Hartley. This is Daniel Chacon for Words on a Wire.